AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Some residents of Santa Cruz County, California, have returned home to find a lot of mud in their yards and driveways, but no major damage after Northern California was hit by a deluge of rain. Summer Mangrum lives in Ben Lomond.
We've been out of power, just got it back on for only one day to lose it again. You know, we have our generator, but we lose heat, we lose hot water. And so it's like glamping, pretty much.
CBS's Carter Evans says 3 weeks of storms are causing problems statewide.
California is drowning. The ground now is so saturated, water has nowhere to go but up. In the town of Felton, several homes now underwater as the San Lorenzo River overflows, prompting rescues in the fast-moving current. Mud-soaked hillsides are coming down. The San Lorenzo is just one of several rivers now at or above flood stage.
The governor says that the death toll from the storms is now 14. A handful of documents marked classified were left at a foreign policy research center that President Biden opened when he left the vice presidency. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the Justice Department is now investigating.
The discovery of classified material from the Obama era at the D.C. think tank that bears President Biden's name was enough of a concern of the Justice Department's that the Attorney General weeks ago tasked the U.S. attorney in Chicago with running a review. That review has not yet been completed, sources say. The White House says it's cooperating.
This vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 213. The resolution is agreed to. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Republicans in the House have approved a rules package that includes giving a single member the ability to challenge the House Speaker's continuation in office. The American Academy of Pediatrics has released new guidelines on childhood obesity. The AAP's Dr. Susan Hempel says the guidelines recommend that obese children be treated early and aggressively.
For kids with severe obesity, this may well be a life-saving treatment option.
Disney employees are going to have to return to the office for most of the work week, says CBS's Matt Piper.
Disney's CEO is telling corporate employees that beginning March 1st, they'll need to be back in the office 4 days a week. Bob Iger tells employees in an email that in-person collaboration is important and that the move will benefit the company's culture and creativity. During the pandemic, many companies opted for work-from-home or hybrid work models. Disney has required most employees to report to the office 3 days a week for about the last year.
China is suspending visas for South Koreans. It's an apparent retaliation for COVID-19 related requirements South Korea has placed on Chinese travelers. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with "The Bears Still Suck" as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe."
Hey. We're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's a brand new week and a brand new bunch of crazy. Republicans are going to be deciding tonight whether or not have any rules for the House of Representatives. We now officially have a House of Representatives, sort of. I mean, we've got the members, but we don't have the rules yet. And, you know, here we go. Anyway, we'll be talking about that also in the program today. Also, it looks like DeSantis is all in on both fascism and Putin. I'll tell you about that. Our GOP treason is stalking democracies around the world. We'll get into that in the first hour here. Greg Palast on the secret history of a riot. Let's see, which hour is that? That's going to be in our second hour. Is the GOP more dangerous than ever? And crazy alert, did Mike Pence buy up his own book to get it on the bestseller list? Well, it's pretty weird, actually. In our third hour, Alex Lawson is going to drop by. Will this be the year that Republicans actually get something done on their effort to destroy Medicare and Social Security? We'll discuss that. And geeky science, can gardening save you from cancer and dementia? Whoa! Amazing new study published by Lancet. I'll tell you about that in the third hour of the program. Our phone number, of course, 202-808-9925. And just to start off the program today, HartmanReport.com, my daily rant, my daily take, I renamed it to sound a little more respectable. My daily take is titled, GOP Treason is Stalking Democracies Around the World. And, you know, pretty straightforward stuff. The framers of the Constitution wrote the word treason into that document 7 times, the word rebellion 5 times. Why? Because they knew how deadly rebellion is to democracy when it's not swiftly and severely punished. And yesterday we saw that hard lesson being played out in Brazil. Steve Bannon on his podcast for months, I believe, for weeks certainly, has been talking about how Bolsonaro had the election stolen from him by rigged voting machines and software glitches, and you know, the good people should rise up. And this is the Brazil Spring, a phrase that Bannon apparently coined. And sure enough, yesterday they did it, or day before yesterday, I guess, not sure if it was Saturday or Sunday, but they attacked not just the Capitol building, where they were breaking furniture and smashing paintings and setting offices on fire, but also the Supreme Court building and the presidential palace. They went after all three. The Guardian reports, quote, videos posted on social media show fires burning inside the Congress building. Furniture was broken and tossed around. Objects were reportedly stolen. The presidential palace and the Supreme Court, and in some places, sprinklers appeared to be dousing the chambers. Steve Bannon said, what's happening in Brazil is a world event. The people are saying they've been grossly disenfranchised. The movement has moved beyond the Bolsonaros in the U.S. it has moved beyond Trump. Right. And, you know, here we are. This is, frankly, this is how contagious fascism is. And the big lesson that the wannabe fascists like Bolsonaro and others around the world are learning from Donald Trump and from the timidity of Merrick Garland and our Department of Justice and frankly, President Biden, is that you can get away with committing treason if you are wealthy enough and a high enough level politician. It's just that simple. I mean, you know, ask yourself, how many high-level political folks in the United States who participated or supported this insurrection, this attempted coup, how many of them have been arrested? Donald Trump, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, Ali Alexander, John Eastman, Mo Brooks, Mike Lee, Ted Cruz, Scott Perry, Josh Hawley, Mark Meadows, Jenny Thomas, Mike Flynn. You know, the list goes on. But they're all walking around, not only walking around free, most of them are walking around free, continuing to argue that we need to turn America from a liberal democracy into an authoritarian oligarchy of sorts. You know, the founders were very, very clear about what a dangerous and destructive thing this was. In fact, Shays' Rebellion, which lasted almost a year, 1786 to 1787, was such a major event in American history. Now, at that time, we were operating under the Articles of Confederation. We were not yet the United States of America. We were, you know, in name we were, perhaps. But the individual states basically were kind of like nation states. And the Articles of Confederation were like a NAFTA-like trade agreement, basically, that regulated tariffs and trade between the states. And, you know, Congress and to the extent that there was one, and the president had basically no power. So that Shays' Rebellion is credited by numerous, you know, well-known historians as being the thing that provoked he wasn't president yet. He was the former General George Washington. He fought the Revolutionary War. He retired back to Mount Vernon, to his plantation in Virginia. And he came out of retirement specifically in 1787 to travel to Philadelphia to help lead the Constitutional Convention because of Shays' Rebellion. Which is why you see the word rebellion 5 times in the Constitution and the word treason 7 times. Henry Knox, the guy who took President Washington's measurements and then traveled to Connecticut to track down Daniel Hinsdale and have an American-made suit made for George Washington so he could be sworn in as president in an American-made suit. That guy, Henry Knox, the guy who also rode up to Washington's farm plantation in, you know, to Mount Vernon in 1789 and said, you've been elected president. That Henry Knox, in 1786, on October 23rd, 1786, writing about, again, Shays' Rebellion, wrote a letter to George Washington. And this was the letter that caused Washington to hop on his horse and head to Philadelphia. He said, and I quote, "We have arrived at that point in time in which we are forced to see our national humiliation, and that a progression in this line cannot be productive of happiness, either public or private. Something is wanting, and something must be done, or we shall be involved in all the horror of faction and civil war without a prospect of its termination. Every tried and true friend to the liberties of his country is bound to reflect and to step forward to prevent the dreadful consequences that will result from a government of events. Unless this is done, we shall be liable to be ruled by an arbitrary and capricious armed tyranny whose word and will must be law." End of quote. I mean, I think that's a perfect description of what's going on right now. And thus, you have Article 1, Section 6 of the Constitution that talks about treason. You've got Article 2, Section 4 that says the president can be removed for treason. You've got Article 2, Section 3 that says it defines treason. It says treason against the United States. This is for the Constitution, the highest, the supreme law of the land. Treason against the United States shall consider only in levying war against them or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort. Article 4, Section 2 talks about a person charged with treason who can be deported. The 14th Amendment is explicit that no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress who shall have, a whole bunch of other categories of public office, who shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. They even wrote into the Constitution, it's Article 1, Section 9, that habeas corpus, the most ancient of civil rights, it goes back to June 15, 1215, when King John was forced to sign the Magna Carta at Runnymede and first acknowledged the right of habeas corpus. They even wrote into the Constitution that habeas corpus itself could be suspended, quote, in cases of rebellion or invasion. And now we've got Republicans in the House who have extracted a promise from Speaker McCarthy that he will empower a January 6th style committee to investigate the January 6th committee and to investigate the FBI, and that they will have a budget as large as the January 6th committee. So this is going to be Benghazi on steroids. And now, like I said, now this is traveling to Brazil. Putin has got to be smiling. We have a long history in this country of not prosecuting traitors. Rachel Maddow's podcast, Ultra, I don't know if you've caught it, but it's all about how there were a bunch of people in the House and Senate in the late 1930s and throughout the early 1940s who were literally on Hitler's payroll, promoting pro-Nazi propaganda in the United States. When they got busted, when they got outed by the press, the Truman administration decided not to prosecute them, the Department of Justice. They got away with it. When Richard Nixon committed treason in 1968 by telling the South Vietnamese not to go along with the peace deal LBJ had worked out with the North, he committed treason. He got away with it. LBJ took that secret to his grave. When Ronald Reagan's campaign cut a deal with the Ayatollahs to hold the U.S. hostages until after the election so that he could beat Jimmy Carter, he committed treason to win an election. Iran-Contra kind of came and went. We did basically nothing about it. When George W. Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, the governor of Florida, knocked 80,000 African-Americans off the voting rolls, we just kind of shrugged our shoulders. And now it's Donald Trump and his wealthy and powerful allies who put American democracy in the crosshairs. And if history repeats itself, they will not be held to account. And that's wrong. It is damn well past time that the people who conceived and ordered and facilitated this crime against all the rest of us and the world are held to account in a meaningful way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can read it all at HartmanReport.com. We'll be right back.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Try it before you buy it. Go to DinoVite.com to get your 15-day free trial.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Louise and I absolutely love cruising. You know, your hotel goes with you as you visit all kinds of amazing destinations. Whether you're a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something for everyone. Choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor cuisine, exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia River and Snake Rivers. This is the neighborhood where Louise and I live. You'll visit the scenic natural landscapes of Multnomah Falls, Mount St. Helens, and the incredible Columbia River Gorge as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. 24 minutes past the hour. Looks like DeSantis is going all in on fascism. He wants to take over corporations. He's in a fight with Disney right now, and he's amping that up. He's doing book banning, and I don't think he personally is quite yet to book burning, but certainly hasn't, to the best of my knowledge, condemned it. He's going after the colleges. Andrew Gothard, the president of the United Faculty of Florida, said, "What we clearly see is a shift toward authoritarianism, and we are seeing it manifesting in higher education, an assault on tenure and free speech." More fights with Mickey Mouse. DeSantis said, if Disney wants to embrace woke ideology, it seems fitting that they should be regulated by Orange County. In other words, how dare this corporation acknowledge, you know, gay and lesbian and trans people in their employ and among their customers? How dare they? He signed an executive order last Friday activating the Florida National Guard because Cuban refugees are showing up in the Keys. He said, this is why I am activating the National Guard and directing state resources. When Biden continues to ignore his legal responsibilities, we will step in to support our communities. In other words, he's trying to, you know, trash the Biden administration and politicize another refugee crisis, this one, you know, Cubans. Less than 6 months ago, Florida families were facing a real crisis in that the insurance companies were refusing to make payments to them for the damage from the most recent bunch of hurricanes because basically it was, you know, wiping out some of these insurance companies. So DeSantis had a choice. He could either make the families whole and let the insurance companies that had lied to people about their reserves and you know, written policies they shouldn't have written, let those insurance companies go bankrupt and be replaced by good insurance companies. Or he could go to those insurance companies, who in many cases are big donors to his campaigns, and give them the money instead of the families and let, you know, some of that money trickle down to the families. He chose the latter. And as a result, homeowners in the state of Florida are seeing a 33% increase in their homeowners insurance for 2023. He's asking Florida hospitals to determine how much money you spent on treating illegal immigrants. Everybody's scrambling. He's taking over the hospitals. He's taking over private corporations. He's taking over the schools. He's taking over universities. He's taking over insurance companies. This is how fascists behave. Oh, and he's got a Russian registered agent as one of his spokespeople.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
DeSantis getting money from Russia just like Trump did? Who knows? It is just bizarre. We'll be right back with your calls after this.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435.
800-280-9435. The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Evacuation orders are in place in Montecito, California, and in surrounding canyons after at least 8 inches of rain fell. The Justice Department is reviewing documents marked as classified found at President Biden's former office at a think tank in Washington. James Comer is the incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee.
President Biden chimed in and said, I think, quote, how irresponsible it was for Donald Trump to do something like that and question how a mistake like that could be made. Well, Biden made the same mistake, apparently.
The American Academy of Pediatrics has released new guidelines on childhood obesity. The AAP's Dr. Susan Hample.
40 years ago or longer, it was hoped that children would outgrow their extra weight, but that's just simply not happening anymore.
It's the first time the guidelines have been updated in 15 years. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. And welcome back. Let's pick up your phone calls here. See what's on your mind today. Oh, my God. The by the way, the Biden administration is sending Bradley fighting vehicles and other aid to Ukraine right now as Republicans are attempting to seat themselves in the House of Representatives to cut aid to Ukraine. It doesn't get more crass and disgusting, frankly, in my opinion, than that. Clyde in Aurora, Colorado. Hey, Clyde, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Just following up on kind of the theme of your show, how history is repeating itself. And I think I heard that Steven Spielberg is going to pick up the podcast from Rachel Maddow.
That's correct.
Yeah, and that's just awesome. But the only recourse that we really have is to continually have honest journalists stick microphones and cameras in the faces of these politicians and ask them simple questions. Because if you don't ask them, hey, you're not a election denier, but you didn't vote to certify Biden's election, why?
Right.
And just simple things like that over and over again. And when history repeats itself, like it will when they go to cancel the debt ceiling and try to hold Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and everything else accountable. Been there, done that. Does anybody remember 2011 when for the first time in our nation's history, the S&P downrated the credit rating of the United States of America?
Right. We went from AAA plus to AA. Yeah, and it hurt us. It hurt us for years. You know, that the effects of that were lasted at least 5 years, and severely for 2 years, which took us right into the 2012 election cycle, and it hurt Obama and it hurt the Democrats, which was the Republicans' goal.
Yeah, and it worked, but nobody is talking about it right now, and we should be.
Yeah.
And again, in 2018. When Trump shut down the government for 40 days for funding for the wall, McCarthy was right there, and the country went livid. And after 40 days, they got nothing and then backed away.
Yep.
Where's the accountability? Nobody's putting the camera and the microphone in these Republicans' faces and saying, we've been there and done that. What are you going to do different this time? We know insanity works. What are you going to do?
Yeah, and to take this, you know, to connect this back to my earlier conversation about how the founders, the framers of the Constitution, you know, were very, very clear about insurrection and treason essentially being the same thing, and they wrote that into the Constitution in seven different places. You know, here we have, you know, all over again, and somehow we seem to be just ignoring it and letting them skate. I mean, it's been two friggin' years since these guys tried to overthrow the United States of America. I guarantee you, if one of them had you know, shown up with a pistol and pointed it at a cop in Washington, D.C., they would have been in jail 20 minutes later. But hey,
yeah.
Try to overthrow the government using political and using a mob. And I mean, you know, I think it's kind of sad, frankly, that the people, the poor schlubs, the dupes, the people who believed Donald Trump's lies and believed the lies and BS that were being spouted every single day on Fox and all these other right wing websites and the right wing hate radio talk show hosts. The poor suckers who believe these people, they're going to prison. You know, over 900 of them have been arrested. They're friggin' going to prison. But the people who put them there, the people who planned this, the people who organized it, the people who distributed those lies, knowing that they were lies, they're making more money than ever. They've got power. They now control the House of Representatives. It's insane. It is wrong. It is, and it's going to get worse, by the way, because now that they have that power, they're going to use it to try to bring this country to its knees. They are doing Putin's work. I don't know any other way to describe it than that. Clyde, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Your points are very well made. Tyrone in Harlem. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Happy New Year. Glad to talk to you.
You too.
I hope this year is better than last year for you.
Me too. For all of us.
For all of us, yes. I'm kind of thinking that we are prolonging the inevitable because the 20 right wing legislators that was dead set against McCarthy and what have you. This is just going to grow. That's just the way I said it. It's only going to grow and it's only going to get worse because these people, you know, that's like you were, you know, commercial was talking about Rush Limbaugh. It's like trying to get him to see the light.
Yeah.
There's no light. There's no light. These people are dead set on doing what they want to do to get what they want, regardless of the outcome. It's just what they want. And I don't think this country is really equipped or really emotionally ready to do what needs to be done to be able to deal with these people because they're not, you know, they're not going to see the error of their ways until they look around and see this country up in flames. And then they're going to say, wow, maybe we should have thought about doing something different.
Yeah, maybe.
But it'd be too late.
Or maybe they'll see, this is what happens when you let Democrats turn America into a socialist paradise.
Yeah.
I mean, I would never underestimate
their, look at it that way.
Never underestimate their ability to rationalize what they're doing.
Yes. Yes. So I'm just hoping that that the Democratic Party or the independents or some of the Republicans recognize that, you know, we're not always right. You know, sometimes we make mistakes and that they realize that the mistakes that they're making are that we could be making.
Yeah.
We're supposed to make things better for everybody, not just for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's what we have. That
it's a good point. And frankly, and I understand this, the government by the government, I'm in this case referring largely to the Biden administration and the Department of Justice. They don't want to turn America into a hyper reactive police state like Iran or Saudi Arabia or China, where when somebody speaks up, they immediately get crushed and thrown in jail. I mean, they don't want to do that, but this is not that. This was an actual attempted coup against the United States of America. This was treason. This was rebellion, as defined by the founders, as you know, as history tells. Still they're doing very little about it other than holding the lower level people to account when it was the higher level people who committed the crimes. It's so sad. It's like when Steve Mnuchin threw 30,000 Californians out of their homes by robo signing documents. He and his friends were committing crimes doing that, but who lost their homes? Not Steve Mnuchin. In fact, he just got $1 billion from the Saudis. It's like, you know, corruption
that's why
pays.
I don't think we're ready.
Yeah.
That's why I say I don't think we're ready. Why is the president, an ex-president of Brazil here? Why is he here? Why is he in Florida? You know, we do things. Our country reminds me of Forrest Gump, how we fall into something that worked and tend to work out for us. We like the Forrest Gump of countries where we fall into things that tend to work out for us, but not just something that we plan.
But there's no guarantee, and this might be the time it doesn't work out, right? So we've got a tough time.
Yes.
Tyrone, thank you for the call, and thanks for the New Year's wishes. Great talking to you. Corky in Rochester, New York. Hey, Corky, what's on your mind today?
Well, everybody watched Chaney Netherlander, left hand.
I'm sorry.
And they don't
say
see
that again?
The real reason.
What did you watch?
Everybody's been watching the shiny metal in the left hand of Trump. They don't see what the right hand is doing.
Oh, I see.
I know this guy.
Yeah.
I know him. He is nothing more than a spoiled child.
Yeah.
He's trying to ruin this country because they wouldn't lend him any more money. And that embarrassed him to the point where he's never going to give up until the day he dies and he's trying to leave something to keep it going that way. He is a vindictive human being. I know this guy.
Do you know him personally, or are you saying I know this, I know of him?
I know of him. When I moved into a new neighborhood, we were 13 years old. A kid across the street from me was just like him.
Yeah.
Could not stand losing, and he would keep going until he won.
Yeah, and he was probably just as badly abused by his dad as Trump was.
He was an only child. He got everything he wanted.
Oh, so he was just another narcissist, a selfish person.
Yeah, and when he was 15, his mother had a baby girl. And that just ruined him.
Amazing. He competition for mommy and daddy. Amazing. Yeah. Well, Corky, whether you know him or not, I can't argue with your description. And you know, we've had, for that matter, psychologists and psychiatrists on this program who would double or triple down on it. So, yeah, it's pretty grim. Corky, thank you for the call, and great to hear from you. It's 44 minutes, almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And dare to say, no, not a chance. Come on, get over that. That's crazy.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic. My book, Threshold, illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust these people, big tech, with solutions to our online privacy? I don't think so. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browser history. Your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to anybody they want, including advertisers. And that's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I always go online with ExpressVPN whenever I can because they make sure my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I've trusted to keep me private for almost a decade. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom to learn more. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls. Kevin in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Happy New Year, Tom.
Thank you. And happy Monday to you, Kevin.
Thanks. So I saw yesterday about 400 of the Bolsonaro protesters have already been arrested.
Right.
So they're already responding to this better than what happened on January 6th. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think anybody was arrested that night. They had to go out and sign these people after the fact.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I retweeted a tweet by somebody. I don't recall who now, but somebody that I follow on Twitter yesterday. Saying, holy cow, I had no idea you could actually arrest insurrectionists in the act.
I'll never forget watching it. And they were helping ladies down the National Guard or whatever was helping the ladies down the steps, you know, as everybody was leaving. And yep. It was just like, oh, okay. We went in there and trashed the place.
The buses are that way, you know, gentlemen. Yes.
But, I mean, you're singing my song because I ask myself this question every day, like, why are these people not being held accountable? And now you've had this absurd speaker vote that went on for days, and the reason why is because the very people that were cheering on what happened and asking for pardons afterward and tweeting out the speaker's location, they're the ones holding things up.
Yep.
And now they force McCarthy to give in to their demands. I mean, this is insane.
Yep.
Why are these people not being held accountable? I don't get it.
It's going to be real interesting, Kevin, to see what happens when they impanel their committee to investigate the investigators, to look into the FBI and the January 6th committee, because those committees have Democrats on them as well. And I'm paying special attention to the House rules that they're going to vote on tonight, because it wouldn't surprise me if they try to put a rule into place that'll allow them to muzzle the Democrats on the committees. I don't know exactly how they might do that. Say something like the majority party's members have an extra, 5 minutes to speak I just don't know. But I won't be surprised if it doesn't happen, but I won't be surprised if it does happen. Corrupt doesn't begin to describe what the GOP is up to. Kevin, thank you for the call. Very well said. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Well, Tom, this double standard with the Justice Department and Trump and his cadre of felons is hitting me personally today because my son's in court right now in front of a judge for an accident that happened with a 10-year-old kid in the back of a truck. He got hurt bad, but both the mother and the child testified in my son's behalf that it was just an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And he might get 7.5 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
while I'm looking at all these felons walking around and nothing's happening to them.
Yeah.
Now, I'm furious.
Yep.
And I bet there's thousands of people sitting there today with the same thoughts going through their head.
Yep. I'd say millions.
Well, maybe millions. But, I mean, it's ridiculous that, you know, if you can't afford a $500 to $1,000 an hour lawyer, good luck in our justice system.
Well, and a lot of these guys don't even need to hire a lawyer because they're so high up and so powerful and, you know, so white and rich and connected that, you know, nobody's even coming after them yet. It's just.
And I'll tell you, if they give my boy 7.5 years, the only thing that's keeping me from being a criminal is my ethics, because my faith or adherence to this justice system is gone.
Yeah, I totally get it. I totally get it. Mark, I'm so sorry to hear about your family tragedy there, and I wish you and your son the very best.
And I hope anybody else going through this has a lucky day like I'm hoping for.
Yeah, there you go. Well, good luck, Mark. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Jerry in Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. There's an excellent rant about DeSantis, but I know sometimes all of the things he does that are evil in the state don't make it on the national news. But this was about a week ago. As you know, I'm a retired educator. Another thing he's doing, he's working on getting passed so that the teachers in the state, the union, they won't be able to take out union dues in their paychecks. They'll have to get their paychecks and then write a separate check to the union to try to destroy the teachers union in the state.
Right.
And what's sad about it, you know, we're short. They said 5,000 teachers beginning of the year. It's actually 8. I went to the dentist last week after the holidays, and my hygienist told me that in her school district, after the Christmas holidays, over 300 teachers didn't come back. You know, it's crazy. And one last thing that I want to mention that he's doing, it's not national news, I don't think, yet. He said when the legislature comes back, he's open to them giving him a bill, and he will sign it immediately. No more training for those who get a firearm. No more licenses. We'll be like Texas, other than the open carry. So anybody can walk around with a gun, concealed carry, no permits, no training required. Just go in the store and buy it and walk around with it.
No insurance.
I mean, it is getting
crazy. No licensure. No registration.
Oh, nope.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Welcome to Florida, the land of the crazed shooter. Right? I mean, you know, your average bar fight is going to turn into a mass killing event. Jerry, thank you. Thanks for the update on from DeSantis land. DeSantis Stan. I appreciate it. Oh, my. All righty. Who wants Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan getting America's most sensitive secrets? And Greg Palast will be with us. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I'm starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. They are the softest, most comfortable sheets ever. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they're clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in 6 awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. So get cozy now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.